Staff, Mem test, my time. Okay, let's start Mem Zion on the base. Let's go. Mem Chesim on the base. Here we go. Amr Yitzha. Okay, Upasku Anshamana. It says in the Mishnah, the Anshamana ceased to exist. Amr Yitzha. Who are the Anshe Amon? I'm going to be talking about the Adam Shein Shehin Ma'amin in Bakash Baruch Hu. What are called the Anshe Amon? It says the Mishnah at the time of the Korban, the Anshe Amon ceased to exist. Who are the Anshe Amon? You want to welcome them? We just started right now.
Where are you after?
Mem Chesim Abeis.
Then we can finish the
Moyach.
Gemara. We can finish the Siyam.
Today is the Siyam, making the Siyam on the Sechta Seichel tonight.
Mem Ches, okay.
Mem Chesim Abeis. The Mishnah of the year says the Pascha Anshe Amon. The time of the Korban is Amigdash. At the time of the Chumash Amigdash, the Anshe Amon ceased to exist.
That's all about the
base. Mem Chesim Abeis, the very bottom of the page.
Yeah.
The very bottom of the page.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A person that has what to eat today, if he has a donut on the table next to Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel sits, they're donuts, they're Danishes, they're cupcakes, three different types. The pasuk is written in Zechariah. Who is going to despise liyoim, the day, katnus? What does the this pasuk mean? Mi goram latzadikim sheyisbaz bezu sheyisbaz beis. Shulchanim liyasa levai. Who is the one that is the cause of the tzaddikim that their shulchan in the next world will be despised? In other words, they look at Rashi. Rashi says she'ein mekavlim socha sholim v'yachim ashma ki mi vaz liyoyim haba es hatzaddikim. Who is the one that is going to cause that the tzaddikim liyasa levai are going to have a table that's going to be diminished? It's because of shulchanim liyasa levai. It's going to be katnos shahayi bohem. A Talmud Chacham was really meant to have even greater things. A Talmud Chacham was meant to have a much greater shulchan in the next world. And the problem is, his shulchan in the next world is going to be diminished. It's going to be diminished. Why? Because he lacks emunah. Because in this world, he could have done much more. Right. He lacks emunah. They do not believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's Ketani Amon. Rabbi says, "Elu Ketani Bnei Rosh, Ketani Bnei Rishay Yisrael." When it says in the Mishnah, "Pasku Anshe Amono," it's referring to the Ketani Rishay. No, I'm sorry. It's going back on the pasuk. Well, the pasuk over here says the next word, "Mibaz." Who is the one that is going to cause that these people are going to have a small portion in the next world? It's their children. They are Kitane Bnei Rishay, the little children of the wicked people of Yisrael. Well, what's the problem? Rashi says Kitane Rishay Bnei Yisrael Shemesu Kishahim Kitanim. Why? Shemavaz Bizin Din Aviyim La'asta Lavoi. They're the ones they're gonna rip up Din Aviyim. Shemavazim din aviyim lasalava. What does that mean exactly? Lasalava. Oimim lufanav. Riboino shalaylam. Meacha sha'ata osili para mehen. Lama hikhisa shineim bum. What does that mean, Rashi? Rashi says, Shemavaz bezin din aviyim. Kurin din aviyim. Kishaboin ledunam. Oimim lufanav. They say, hikhisa shineim. Lama hevaltem vitsaratem aleinu bimoisenu. So the thing over here is that when a Rasha, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a child, the Tsar, the Avelus, the Rasha has to suffer, is the punishment that they for the Rasham, and they don't have to suffer anymore in the next world. So what we were saying is that the Rasham, the wicked people, a person who's a Rasha, and he suffers a tragedy, that he loses a child, that takes away the punishment of the next world. Look at that's what's in there. Okay, next tomorrow. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, the one and only Mr. Ron Goldberg. Why are you wearing a button-down shirt?
I went to a Sam.
Young
Israel of Midwood.
Okay, let's go. Let's.
How is the food?
Okay, let's continue.
Excellent.
Okay, right, the next one. I'm a Reloy. Mr. Goldberg, one daf mem test on Al doing the last half.
I just did it in the Young Israel of Midwood.
You'll toss him shot. Bar Yiverechia. That was his name. You know someone by that name? Anyone? You know familiar anyone by the name? Rabbi Eloy Bar Yiverechia. Umali Tfilos Shal David. If not for David HaMelech praying that the Jewish people should survive, how you call Yisrael Meichwe Revav? If not for David HaMelech being Mespal for Klai Yisrael, all of the Jewish people will be sellers of Greece. It is a disgusting profession to be involved in the sale of Greece because it gets all of your clothing and it's disgusting. The Jewish people, because of their sins, were deserving that they should be the lowest nation of the world, parnasa-wise. They should be despised. Shenemar, Shisa Hashem Moirelohem. David is begging Hashem set for them a Moirelohem. And what is Moirelohem? Moirelohem? Don't forget, don't abandon the Jewish people. The pasuk begins, Kiloyla Netzach Yishachach Evyoin. Shisa Hashem Moirelohem. Don't forget the Jewish people who are poor. And do not give them authority. The word Moira means authority. Yeah. David was mispala that Hashem should give the Jewish people authority in commerce. They should be the leaders in industry. They should be in control of the banking, control of businesses, control of services, professional services. The best lawyers are the Jews. The best doctors are the Jews. The best businessmen are the Jews. The best real estate tycoons are the Jews.
Okay,
these therefore, why? Because David HaMelech was mispalel. Shisa means to set Hashem Moira authority lohem. If not for that prayer, because the Gemara says that the Jewish people, we know what they would have done. They would have been garbage collectors, and they would be poor, and they would be despised. They would be dealing with revivalist Greece. It's only because of the prayer of David HaMelech that we have parnasa, that we have authority, that we control the world economy. The World Economic Forum, okay? They control all the money.
Yeah.
Rashi over here says, let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here says,
there's no guy listening.
What?
Because this is what they say, Jews control everything.
It's true.
It's very dangerous to say that in public.
Nay, okay. Who's listening? The Ribbono Shalom is listening.
Next.
Vaita, it says over here. It says over here. Meichu Revav.
Want a candy?
Rashi. No. I'm gonna choke on the candy. No. It's good.
I'll take a candy.
All right, Givaldik.
Nay.
Meichu Revav. What is Rashi? Rashi is Meichu Revav. Revav who dava mos. Revav is disgusting. Disgusting. Can go in chele v'shumen v'nidbak v'begadim cleaves to your clothing and v'nemoth become disgusting. V'ein lucha adam ma'asek v'bochem ela ani. The only one that goes into such a profession is a poor person. Next Rashi. Sheets Hashem Moril Hashem Aset. Set for the Jewish people of authority. L'el minei k'siv. The previous pasuk it says ki loy lo netzach yishkach evyon. Hashem will not forget forever the poor man. Tikvas anovim, the hope of the poor. Toivad la'ad tikvas. Now the correct year is tikvas oizdal. So the Gemara is tikvas oizdal is tikvas.
I remember this pasuk.
Anim toivad la'ad shis Hashem moru lohem tein Hashem lohem morus authority la'oisan anim oishar. Give them money shayu hagoyim noyhagim lohem kovid. When you got money, you get honor.
Yeah.
People who are rich, look in the street. People who are rich, they yeah. honor. The other are going to say, Enosh, people will know they're people. Enosh, Ve'inim Elokus, She'ein Kol HaKavod HaGedula Shalohen.
What is these last few words Rashi is saying now? I don't understand.
The other are Goyim, when the Goyim have, you see the Jews, the Goyim will know that
when they, have they
when the Goyim have to serve as workers to the Jews, the Goyim don't become, they believe they're gods anymore. When they see the Jews have money, the Yadu HaGoyim and Noishta, they're people. The Einam Elohus, Goyim are not gods. She'ein Kol HaKavod HaGedula Shalohen. When the Goyim see that the Jews also have money and have kavod and gedula, it humbles the Gentiles.
Doesn't mean all Yidden.
Some Yidden.
Yeah.
Very
important.
There are no Jewish aniyim.
Oh, there are a lot of Jewish aniyim.
Vaita,
v'yom rabbi lo, hi bar yirachya, ilmali tefilasa shol chavakuk. He was one of the 12 prophets. If not for his tefillah,
he was one of the three prophets that when he died, it stopped.
Chavakuk, we laid this on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we're going to lay tefillah shel Chavakuk Anavi. He's the one who invented the mute button on Zoom. Mute. Has kol basam liparnai. Silence. Everyone quiet. Will everyone please mute yourself?
And don't you have Aramaic before that? And you have a whole book about that.
Yes, right here. Yohinasan. You say Yitzit Piskam.
Where's that called? Who constituted that?
Well, who
the Aramaic.
That's a piyut. It's a piyut.
Who's Masak?
I don't know.
Okay, next.
I have a Mamas right over here on the shelf. I brought it and I was learning it today.
Very good.
It is a wonderful sefer. Yeah. That is a fantastic sefer.
You lent it to me once. Okay. We have a lot of
every. We have a lot of shalach. How you base? Talmid chacham miskasim b'tal l'secha. They would be so poor, they would have to use one coat. The oiskim b'tor shnems of the pasuk Hashem shamati shemacha yirasi. The chavakuk is speaking. Shamati, you've listened to me. Shemacha. I don't know what that word means. You listen. Yirasi Hashem pa'olcha. We're going to learn this very soon. Pa'olcha bekerev shanim chayeyu. Al tikri bekerev shanim ela bekroiv shenayim. Two. Don't read as years.
And what do you see from here that the poverty will be that first field of the poverty?
So let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains. Okay. Rashi explains over here is mischasim talsecha mishum oini poverty. Bekedev shanim oisoy pu'ula shalucha dehainu devar Torah shehi bikidov shnayim Hashem your pu'ula. How do you learn Torah? Torah is only meskayim through the study of talmidim together. If you learn all alone by yourself, you become insane. The Gemara says insanity takes hold of your mind. The only way you can adequately learn Torah is when you have someone like Ron Goldberg who asks a good question and he encourages debate and discussion. That's how Torah is meskayim. When you have a Rashi like Misholim, you have Adam Gadol, a Grosser Rebbe like Misholim,
two people are close shnayim, to each other, cover.
Oisa pu'ulcha shalucha, the haynu dvar Torah, shehi bikiruv is in the proximity of shenayim.
Okay.
That's the drasha. Sheshnayim tzrichim lehiskarev yachad bikisu yachad.
So the poverty, they won't be able to.
They need to come together, but only because of Chavakuk we was so chayeyu. So he goes on to say chayeyu rifoeyu veharvach lochem and give them benefit, give them blessing. Vetein lochem chiyusim and give them parnasa. Now let me read the whole pasuk in its entirety. Get a better appreciation.
Where does it say give you parnasa? Where does it say that in the pasuk?
That chayeyu. Oh. Let me read you. Look at the Sar. Look at the Sar of the Gemara.
Yeah, I see. Hashem shmati shmati.
On the Sar of the Gemara. Ois beis. Hashem shamati shemacha. Hashem, I heard your reputation. The word shemacha means a reputation. I've heard about your wonders, your miracles. Yoresi, I am afraid of you, Hashem. Hashem pa'olcha yoresi. Hashem pa'olcha bekerev shanim. Your deeds that you have done bekerev from time immemorial. Shanim means years. What you've done over the span of history. So Chavakuk very eloquently is saying, Ribbono shel Olam, I've read up on you. I Googled you. I typed into the computer Hashem. And I got a Wikipedia entry telling me the godless of the Ribbono shel Olam. And I know about your reputation. I'm aware of the miracles that you've brought about into this world for generations. I'm very well aware. And then he goes on to say, Chayehu, Bekerev Shonim, Todia, Beroy Gezrachim Niskar, Chayeyu, give them life, give the Jewish people life. Bekerev Shonim, repeats that again, Todia, make it known, Beroy Gez, even when you're angry, make it known that Rachim Tiskar, that you'll show compassion. So the Gemara here is making a drasha. And the Gemara, even though the word Shonim means years, and Chavakuk is saying that I've heard about your reputation of the miracles that you brought to this world, you brought about in the previous years. Are you sure you hear me? When you brought about in previous years, oh, we have over here Mr. Rapp, who's over here? We have over here on the iPhone. Who's on the iPhone, number two? Is it Mr. Rappaport? We have a visitor over here, iPhone 2. Okay, Hashem Shemati Shemacha, I heard your reputation, your AC. Hashem Pa'olcha Bekerev Shanim, I've heard about your deeds that you've done in the past years. Chayehu, grant them life. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Al tikra bekerdef shanim ela bekiruv shenayim. Shenayim are two people who learn Torah together. Two people learn Torah. They come together. And he says chayehu. He's asking a prayer of Hashem.
I met a guy. He always learns by himself.
Yeah. So some say it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because then we have sfarim. Some say this halach only applies in ancient times, when the way you would learn.
But sometimes he goes to kind of a Devar Torah lecture once in a blue moon. Like,
so he dives into
today it doesn't apply. We have books. A book is like a person. Yeah. It's like a person.
Vayter. So he says b'karev shnayim.
B'kiruv shnayim. Al tikra, don't read b'sh. Al tikra b'karev shnayim. Ela b'kiruv shnayim. And then the next words are chayehu. Chayehu, which means give them parnasa. They should have an abundance of blessing. Now the third halacha now. When you're walking in the street and you're not talking and learning, you're deserving to be burned to a crisp. This is Elio and Elisha. They're walking in the street.
Yeah.
And it was a chariot of fire. So why was there a chariot of fire that came upon them? Because they were, since the Elio and Elisha should have been talking and learning, and they were not. See, no one is exempt. Therefore, they would deserve that a fire should come down and consume them. Time or dika dibo, the reason why that the dika dibo called lekka dibo really sorif. Oh no, so it says over here, they were talking about that they were holoich vidaber.
So why was there a fiery chariot?
So the fire did not burn them. The chariot did not burn them. Time adika dibor halleka dibor ruuyin leads to drasha. Ruuyin, then it would be worried that the fire should burn them. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says over here, Heim holchim halech v'daber b'divrei Torah b'liyo v'elisha k'siv. Ruuyin lisodev sh'al menas kein bo arecheva eishalim. The reason why the chariot came upon them, a fire, was to burn them. And the reason why the chariot did not burn them, it stopped short and did not burn them, was because they were talking in learning. So when you're walking in the street with your friend, you should be involved in a Torah discussion, and that will save them from the fire. Now we go to halacha number 4 of Rabbi Yiloy. Rabbi Yiloy, number Barbar Yiverechia. Shnei Talmidei Chacham Hadorim Be'irach, the one city. Ve'ein Noichem Zelaz Zeba Halacha. There are two Talmidei Chacham, and they don't get along. It's a Chilul Hashem. When there are two Talmidei Chachamim and they do not get along. Ve'ein Noichem Zelaz Zeba Halacha. Echad Meis Ve'echad Goyla. One of them will die, and the other will go into exile. Shenemar, lo nu shama rotzeach. It says about the person who killed someone by accident. Lo nu shama. The rotzeach is going to flee to the Ari Miklat. Asher, why? Yirtzach, he executed. Esra'eyu, his friend, Bivli Das. The one makes a drasha. You know why the person has to go to Golas? It's because he did not learn to Bivli Das. Simply means it was an accident. An inadvertent act of murder. It was a manslaughter. It wasn't murder, it was manslaughter. Along comes the Gemara. That's not what the Pasuk Bivli Das. Bivli Das means a lack of Torah knowledge. The reason why he has to go into exile, he has to sell his house and move out of town to a location that he's not comfortable with, is because he was lacking in Torah knowledge. He did not talk and learning with his friend. Nidmu ami mibli das. My people have become silent because of a lack of Torah knowledge. Is an echa. Okay, that's the drasha.
Okay.
Good question. I don't know. We have over here someone on the iPhone number 2. I don't know who this person is. You know who it is. Vaita. He knows who he is. Anytime Chacham learns Torah out of poverty.
So forgive me for going back. It's very. When there's a noich b'halacha, they didn't get along. Not that they argue in halacha, but they just. What do you mean they don't get enough?
I don't know. There's a lot. You're right. Yeah. There's a lot more. I'm just reading the words over there. There's a lot more that needs to be understood, which I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of depth over here. I'm missing out over here some of the information. Okay. Vayit in the Gemara. Next book. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Call him. Call him. Call him. Call him. Call him.
Call him. Because it has 49 pages in the Mishnah.
That's right. Excellent.
Nay.
Yeah.
What about that base?
I stole that from someone who was talking, you know, like. Sam.
What about that base? Where's that base?
Aleph.
Aleph, I knew before I read the
Mishnah. No. Aleph, I knew before I read the Mishnah. 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 Aleph, I knew before I read the Tefilosa in the Shema, Siato de Shmaya Hashem listens to his prayers. Shanema ki am b'tzion yesha b'yishlam, the nation in Tzion, who dwells in Yerushalayim, b'choy lo sivke a bracha, they will not cry. Chonoin yichoncha, Hashem will show grace, Hashem will show favor, l'kol za'akocha, kish...
No, it's za'akecha.
Za'akecha, to the sound of your cry, kish... 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 ma... with what? Let me read the bottom over here. Hashem will listen to your prayer when you cry. Hashem, Hashem, okay. Am mitzvah yeshem b'shlaim. Bachoy lo yisifke. Chonon yochnecha lekol zakecha. Kisham osoy onoch. When he hears your affliction. Kisham osoy means when Hashem hears your onoch. What does it mean? What is the word onoch? Over here it explains. The word onach means your cry, your request. Okay? Over here, the onach means your moan. Over here, this pasuk over here says that you do not have to cry to Hashem, you do not need to cry. Ordinarily, the only way for a person's prayer to be heard is through crying. The Sharei Demois Loi Ninalu. The gates of tears had not been closed. When they built the Bells of Beis HaKnesses in Bells, where is it? Where is Bells? In Poland.
Galicia.
In Bells. So there was a beautiful new base finish they built, and it was Roshan, it was just about ready, but the Ezras Noshim was not ready. And the Bells, the Rebbe said, we're not going to daven there on Rosh Hashanah because the Ezras Noshim is not ready, and the Ezras Noshim are the Sharei Demois. Sharei Demois Loi Ninalu. The men need the viber. They need the women. The women, when they daven, they cry, and the Hashem does not reject the tefillah of Demois. And when the way they cry, it is a great assistance for the men that their tefillah sneak through the gates together with through the Sharei Demois. If there's no Ezras Noshim, then there's no Sharei Demois. No Sharei Demois. It's not kedai for us to go daven. Apella.
So here he's saying that he doesn't have to cry.
Doesn't have to cry. Because since he learns mitoch hadchak, that is the place of crying. That's what the Gemara says. So one time, there's an am in Tzion, in Zion, who sits in Jerusalem. There's no need to cry. It's not necessary to cry. Instead, chonon yochnecha. Hashem will show you chen. Hashem will bestow grace upon you. L'kol zakecha, to the sound of your cry, Hashem will bestow grace. You when you call out, zakecha does not mean tears, because it just means to call out. Ki shom osoy onoch, when Hashem hears your request. Onoch means like the onisa v'amarta. When you raise your voice, and you produce a ze'oka, Hashem will bestow chen, and Hashem will listen to the prayer. And you do not need to cry. Uch, since it's the pasuk, Basrei, v'nasan Hashem lechem lechem tzar. Now, the reason why, how do we know that we are discussing the Talmud Chacham, that it's netchak? Because it says here, all this person has is lechem, lechem tzar. Meager.
Meager means limited?
Limited, narrow. He cannot make ends meet. He has just a small amount of bread, just barely what to eat. Umayim lachatz. Lachatz also means meager.
He doesn't have any chocolate eclairs.
He doesn't have the good stuff.
Nee.
Next Gemara. Now we go to a new Gemara. Rabbi Yavo Oimer Masbin Oisoy Miziv Shechina. That this person who learns Mitoch HaTchak, when he comes to the next world, is going to be blessed with the splendor, the Ziv HaShechina.
What is Mashbian?
They satisfy. Mashbian means
Sodeya.
I got it. Yachalto v'sovoto. Masbian, or you said they're going to say, Shechina, Miziv HaShechina, Shnemash, and the Pasuk, V'hoyu Einecha Ro'ois Es Meirecha, because the Pasuk there continues. That's all part of the Pasuk. It's the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk there concludes, V'hoyu Einecha, this is a famous Pasuk. This is the very famous Pasuk. You're supposed to come and see the Rebbe. You're supposed to see the Rebbe upon him, upon him. It's not enough to listen to the Rebbe on Zoom. It's not enough to be on Zoom where you don't see. You have to come in the guf. Weiter. Rabbi Acham Bar Chanina Amar.
You see the Shechina, that's referring to the Shechina, you say?
Morecha, that's the Morecha means the Ribbon Shalom. That's called the Ziv HaShechina. Weiter. Rabbi Abba, listen, these have a Gemaras. They're just, we're reading words. I mean, the drashas need really to be deciphered. It's very hard. The God of the Gemara is very hard to learn Daf Yomi. Rabbi Achmed Bar Chanina Amar Af Ena Paragoy Ninal Bifanav. The curtain. Okay? Shamati Me'achoyre HaParagoyd. I heard from behind the curtain there is a partition between this world and the other world called the paragoid. And if a person merits, you're able to hear what's going on the other side of the curtain. You have to listen. You have very good hearing to hear Shamati Me'achoyre HaParagoyd. A person that learns Torah Techatchak, forget about hearing. He can go in there. He can open the curtain. The curtain is not a mechitza. He's entitled to enter into the vicinity and see Vestutzuchta. Ein ha-paragoid ninal b'fanav shenemar v'lo yikonef oid moirecha. Yikonef means the will not be gathered in. End of the pasuk. Your Rebbe, your Yehoyah Necharis Morecha, v'lo yikonef. Yikonef means ingathered. You'll not be ingathered, your Rebbe. Now we go to Nugamar, Rav Shem Lulil says, Misham Yeshua, Miyom Shchabes HaMikdash, Ein. From now we go to all these different Mamorim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is going to tell us now. We learned in the Mishnah a whole long collection of zachin of ein boyom shemay klala. And Rabbi Shimon says that every single day the klala is meruba mechaverta. Ein boyom asher ein klala meruba mechaverta. Biden was worse than Trump. Okay. Trump was worse than Obama. Okay, Obama was worse than Clinton. Clinton was worse than Bush. Number two, who came before Clinton? In the morning, you person will say, if only now. What does this pasuk mean? Does it mean, if only, I can't wait until the night? Mi yitain, if only it will be, is the word erev mean the future night? Or does it mean last night? In the morning, a person is suffering. So the person says, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this problem. Halavai, it will be night. Does that mean I can't wait until the following night? Or it means, oh, the good old days.
The following night. Last night
was much better. If only it would be the matzav of last night. Last night, I had what to eat. Now I don't have what to eat. So that's the dilemma. When it says, Baboiker Toimar, Mi Yitain Erev, is the Erev referring to the following night, or is the Erev referring to last night? With the Erev Toimar, in the evening, you'll say, Mi Yitain Boiker, Hey Boiker. So let's go to the second half of the pasuk. Which Boiker? When in the evening you say, right now it's the night, and you say, Mi Yitain Boiker, does that mean tomorrow morning, or does it mean this morning? Ilay Ma Boiker Dilamachar. If you mean it's going to be tomorrow morning, how do you know? How do you know it's going to be better tomorrow morning? A person that night is suffering, and he says, "Oy gevalt, the suffering is azoy grois. I can't wait until tomorrow." How do you know that tomorrow is going to be better? How do you know? It means this past morning. At least you survived. The fact that you're standing here at night means that you survived this past morning. You don't know if you're going to survive tomorrow. But the past mashaykvar ha, you survived. So therefore, you see over there that the klala means yesterday. So what do you see? The person is saying, "Oh, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Yesterday was not so bad. Today it's worse. Halavai, I can go back in time to yesterday." So you see, kol yom yom the klala mirubasa mechaverta. Vayta v'yela alma maykoi. Now this is the barvus the gemara. If that's the case, every single day the curse gets worse and worse. How then is it possible for the world to stay in existence? How is it with all that's going on in the Welt, the world is still in existence? El Alma Amaykoi, Amaykoi Mekayim, this is the most famous Gemara in the whole Shas, my favorite Daf in Shas. It's Akidusha, the Sidra, Vayehei Shmei Rabba De Agadita. It's when you say in the morning, Kodosh, 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 and then you say, Kaddish, Kaddish, Ovad Gevurte, Kaddish, the three kodosh. You say kodosh, 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 and you translate it into Aramaic. And then after you give it the shir, they say, Rotzakodosh Baruch Hu. Zakai says he should live with the Shemitz Hashem. Hashem Chavetz Matzchiyot Zevadir. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shmei Rabba. That is what the world stands on. Those are the two things the world stands on when you say every single day Kodosh Kodosh Kodosh, and you then say the Aramaic translation.
You want to learn
say,
this interesting Rasha. So
Vada. Yesh Rav Diagatosh Shnemar Eretz Ofson. We have to know what this pasuk
means.
No, we have to finish the Gemara. Then we do the Rashi.
Okay.
It's a very important Rashi. The pasuk of it says Eretz, the earth. You have to know the translation of this pasuk in order to understand what this means. It says Eretz, the land.
I lost you. Where says Eretz?
The Gemara concludes.
Oh, the Gemara. I'm sorry.
Eretz, the earth. Afeisa, kima ofel. The earth is dark like darkness. The word afeisa is another word for darkness. Kima ofel. Ofel is thick darkness.
Right.
Salmaves. It is the tzel of maves, the shadow of death. Vilois darim, because there is no order. The velt is a makam of hefker. And then it says the pasuk includes toifia, but suddenly the earth gives forth light. Me'ayfel. So let's review. The very important pasuk. Eretz is the pasuk in Job. You know Job?
I heard of him, yeah.
Eretz, the earth is afesa. Afesa means it's dark. Kama'ofel, like darkness. It's dark like the bottom of the pot. It's dark. It's tzalmoves. It's the shadow of death. The lois sidorim, there is nothing in order. Everything in this world is out of order. The priorities of man are corrupt. And then the pasuk says, suddenly, Mashiach comes. Toifia. There is an appearance of light. There's suddenly the darkest, the dark. The, when is the darkest? Right before the dawn. And suddenly there is an appearance of light. May all fell from the darkness.
So where do you see that condition?
Oh, so let's see the Hilgar Rashi.
Yeah, let's see the Rashi.
Rashi says, Elo Olma. Rashi says, Elo Olma, me'achar sha'klola ho'lechas tamid v'rabba. Being that the curse gets worse and worse, how then does the world manage to survive? Akidusha de Sidra, the sanctity of the order. Seder Kidusha Shaloi Teknua, this that we say Kodosh Kodosh Kodosh, and we say Baruch Kivoid, and we say Hashem Yimloch, and by the way, in Akdamus, we focus on this. In Akdamus, when you read Akdamus, it's according to the letters of the Aleph Beis, at least in the beginning, and starting with the letter Yud. Starting with Yud, Chof, Lamed, Mem, and Nun. Those five letters, it describes in very poetic, great detail, Kadosh, 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 Baruch, Kavod Hashem, Imkamo, Yimloich Hashem, Lilom, Lukach, Tzil, Nevedor, Haleluka. Okay, remember that. We do Akdamis, starting with Yud, Chof, Lamed, Mem, and Nun is a description of the Malachi Ashores saying Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kavod Hashem Yimloch. Okay, that's one place where we have these three. We say it three times in davening. We say it in Birchas Kriya Shema. We say it in Kedusha, and then we say it Ashrei Volitzion. Three times. Three times we say it in davening, and then we say it during Akdamos. We say it again, and on Shabbos. And we do, well, that's the Kedusha, okay? So anyway, that's the same thing, Kedusha. Now,
Nick. Now
over here explains, so why we focus on it, Seder HaKedusha, Shaloi Tiknu, the reason why the rabbis established it, Ela Sheyukol Yisrael Oiskin B'Torah, Bechol Yoim Dover Muat. It is a guarantee that every single Jew is engaged in the study of Torah a small amount. Sheoimer Kriyasai, you say the words Kadosh, 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 you say Baruch Kivod, you say Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Voed, Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Voed, and you say the translation, Vitargumoy, and the translation. You say, Hashem is holy. What does it mean, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? I once asked it to someone, so he told me it means, Hashem is super duper holy. Wrong. Doesn't say that anywhere. It means Hashem is holy in this world, Hashem is holy in heaven, and Hashem is holy in Zman. The first Kedusha is Kadish, B'Shmei Miram, is in heaven. Hashem is holy in the heavens. B'shmei Miroima, Yilah B'Shechinte, Kaddish Al Ara Ovad Gevurte, on the earth that is the product of Hashem's creation, and Hashem is holy in time. Okay? If we only learn this today, it's
the time which He created.
No, Zman.
There's no such a thing as time.
In El Maya,
but
eternally.
No, time doesn't exist by Hashem, it's only for us.
No, time exists by us, it's linear. By us, there's past, present, future.
Correct.
By Hashem, it's all the same. But there's man.
But you realize that he created time.
Of Adam, Simpson. Everything is Hashem.
Bereishis bara Elokim, that's time. Bereishis bara Elokim. Rabbi Yonis Leibchitz says this. It's not my verse.
I mean, Shmimigi, many shirim on this. What does it mean exactly? Whatever it means. But when you say every day, three times, Kadosh, 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 the first Kadosh is Hashem is holy in heaven. The second Kadosh is holy on the earth. And the third Kadosh is in Zman. Zman is sacred. Three different dimensions of holiness.
Okay.
Holiness in spirituality, holiness in Gashmias. This Eklir. You see this Eklir? Well, this is the second Kadosh. This is the Dover Gashmi. Gashmi. This Kedusha Likta. The Torah HaKedusha, this is Shemayim. And then there's Zman. The Zman, we come together, we utilize Zman. Three different elements of Kedusha. Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh. Okay, so therefore Chazal wanted to think that's Torah. To express that principle, that's Torah. Now we translate it. Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh. What does it mean, Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh? You have to know what the translation is. It's a mistake to say that it means super duper holy. Someone once told me, that's what I said. What does it mean? I tell you, what is it? Super duper, three times. Wrong. That's why you need to translate it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean super duper. It means three dimensions of holiness.
Yeah.
And that's the learning. You read the holy words and you say the translation. And since the Gansavel does this, Bitalmidim Uvi Amiaretz, the students, that means the Talmidim, who are the Talmidim? The Rosh HaYeshiva. They're also called Talmidei Chacham. You see, the Talmidim doesn't mean Lukin Lach. It means the greatest of the great. They're called Talmidim. Uve Ami Aretz, the ignoramuses. Like me, the ignoram, the Ami Aretz.
V'yeshkan
Shtayim. There is Kedusha Hashem. You're saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Yeah. And you're also learning it. You're saying Kedusha Derech Limud. So it's, you're synthesizing an acknowledgement of Hashem's holiness. Toich Lam, learning. This is a very important point because, you know, there are people, the maskilim, they love to learn. They love to learn. They would sit with a cigarette on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they would smoke a cigar and they would be oisik by smother rabbin learning. It was an intellectual pursuit. Thus, the Gresdach Churban, Torah is a religious experience. It's like davening. Torah is not just an intellectual pursuit. That's exactly the purpose of saying Kadosh, 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 and translating it. When you say the words, you're reading words, and you're explaining it. That's Talmud Torah. It's an intellectual concept. That there's something called holiness in the heaven, holiness on the earth, holiness in Zman. Does it have anything to do with me? Nothing. Nothing. It's an intellectual experience. But the fact that you're saying it mitoch tefillah, you are transforming this intellectual concept into a davar shebe kedusha. No, it does affect me. This is my avoda. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Saying the kedusha, the sidra, you're taking Torah and you're making Torah into a ruchniyistik azach. You're not allowing it just to remain an intellectual experience like the maskilim did to Torah. It's a beautiful, powerful thing. This is mamish, a thorn in the eyes of the maskilim of the pre-war Europe, who wanted to take Torah and strip it from its sanctity and only use it as an intellectual topic. When you learn a Gemara, this is ruchnius. Ruchnius. Weiter. The Yesh, you ever see a place where it says the Talmud HaTorah? Is that amazing, Mr.
Chavavu?
Doesn't say Talmud Torah.
You see, it's beloved.
Talmud HaTorah. Chavavu, this is precious. V'chein Yesh, Meir Abba, Mevarach, She'oinen Acher HaGodo, She'adar Shon Doiresh, Barabim, V'chol Shabbos. What was happening on Shabbos? The Darshan came on Shabbos. He came to Shul. Ha'yu Noyagin Kach, V'sham, Ha'yu Nikbotzin, Kola Om L'Shmoya. All of the people would come together to listen to the Rabbi give a drasha. You don't work on Shabbos. Shabbos is a late diketog. You don't work on Shabbos. V'yeshkan Torah v'kiddush Hashem. So this is the makar for Rabbi's drasha. The Gansavel, they come to shul.
So what is he trying to say about the Heishmei Rabba? Oh, I
so
see.
So that is it's kiddush Hashem. That the Olam comes together when they have no work. What do you do when you don't have work? You play golf. Do you play golf? Do you know how to play golf?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know how to play golf.
Be vital.
I don't even know how to play football. So you go and you have no work, when you're free from work, what do?
Come visit me, you know.
You come learn. You come learn. You come to listen to the rabbi's drasha. What greater kiddush Hashem is that? So when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mubarak, he's telling you a taich.
That's what it says on the next daf.
This daf.
Yehei Shmei Rabba.
Yehei Shmei Rabba. It's a Mori Dikavar. You have to appreciate the depth. What is
page,
when you say Yehei, when you see these yeshiva bachim, they're shuckling, they're closing their eyes, they're shaking back and forth. What are they thinking when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach?
So it's machlekes. It's machlekes. The machs of victory.
Yeah.
And
okay, I know. Right. But put that aside. Rashi is saying another pshat. Rashi saying a whole different pshat. He's saying the Yehei Shmei Rabba is the fact that today is a day off from work, and the Olam over here has not gone to play golf. They've not gone to sit home and play with their phone. They came to shul to listen to the Rav say a drasha. This is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. Look how holy you are, Hashem. Your people are willing to give up their day of rest to come together to hear Divrei Torah. There are so many options. They can do all these crazy things. And they chose, no, we want to come to shul and hear Divrei Torah. Wow. May your name Hashem Mivarach Leolam Ulil Neomai. So Rashi says, Mordigazach, Lefi, She'ena Yom Shomalach, V'yeshkan Torah, V'kiddush Hashem. There is Torah, and there is the Kiddush Hashem, is that the Olam came together on their day off to hear the Torah.
Yeah.
So then the pasuk says, Sidorim, Sidrei Parashios to Torah. But let's say there will be Sidorim. This is the makar of the Kiddusha, this Sidra. Is the Sidra. What is the Parashas HaShavua called in the Gemara language? When you go to shul, they lay in the Parasha. They call it the Parasha. There's no such thing Sandra. As the Parasha. The Sidra. It's called the Sidra. What is the Sidra? What is it? It's a Sidorim. Sidrei Parashios to Torah. So now let's go back to the Pasuk. The Pasuk over here says, Bizman Hazeh Kol Yoim Kilolosoi Meruba Mechaverta. Oh, Eibazeh, how could it then be in the year Tavshin Pei Gimel? It's now been 3,335 years since Matan Torah. Do you know that? 3,335 years since Matan Torah, and the world is still spinning. How is it possible? Because of this pasuk. The pasuk says, what does the whole pasuk say over here? The pasuk says, It says, Eretz Eifosa Kima Ofa. The earth is gevald, is black like the bottom of the pot. It's Salmoves. And it's going to be a Tselmoves, the shadow of death. Why? Veloy Sidorim. Because no one is engaging in the study of the Sidra, of the Parasha. Oh, so how did we Ha Yesh Sidorim? Menela. That's what would have been. That is what would have really happened. The world would have really come to an end long ago, and the whole world would be one wasteland.
So, in a nutshell, not learning Torah would bring destruction.
And it doesn't even say you learn Torah every single day. It says only on Shabbos. Only Shabbos.
It says you say it.
Akidusha the Siddur. Right.
This is interesting. He doesn't quote Rishon Yechai that says you say Krishma in the evening and the morning, you have to fill the mitzvah of
a Talmud Torah.
It's interesting. He doesn't talk about it.
So the truth is, there are two Siddurim over here. According to Rashi, there's the Seder of saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Right.
Baruch Lo Hashem Yimlech. And then there's another Seder of the Torah.
Yeah.
There are two Siddurim. Now, by the way, this is critical to understand this thing. You only learn this the whole year, it's Kedai. You ever hear there's a term called HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Yeah.
You ever hear that? Yeah. God is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did that term come from? Who invented that term?
I think Zohar Kadosh? No.
I don't know, but it comes from the Kedusha de Sidra. Kadosh, 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 HaKadosh, Baruch, Baruch, Kivoyed Hashem.
Wow.
Who? Hashem Yimloich Lyolam Right Behaviyasa Yehei. He goes on forever. But
you're sure already instituted that, introduced that.
The one who said there are two people who said Kadosh.
Melech Malchem, Melech Malchem, Malchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says in Aleinu.
So that
dates back time of Yeshua when he conquered Jerusalem.
Yes, a very good question. He's saying the lane. So the question over here, there are many things you have to discuss. First of all, did Yehoshua mamish?
He instituted
did every word.
Yeah.
Or every word. Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
To my knowledge, yeah. I mean, from what I know.
Oh, I don't know. It's a big shaila. Exactly. If it's exactly the way we have it, it is the way he is. It could be. Could very well be. So then you're saying Taki very good. So
by the way, we Haim Shtachim of the Rick, that includes Haim Shtachim of the Rick. But later it was censored. It's a
gula. Right, it was also
because they say that it's in
Islam and Christianity.
No, Christianity, it's numerical.
Shehem Shtachim of the Rick, Elhevel of the Rick is Islam. Shehem Shtachim, the Aravim. The Aravim, by Aram Avinu, he made them wash their feet. They bowed down to the Avak. The dust of their feet. That the Aravim are not necessarily Islam.
No, there was no Islam back then.
It's a whole shaila. It's a whole
travelers. Abai means travelers.
The modern people say that expression "Shehim Mishachem Lehevel Varik" is an illusion to modern day the Muslims. And Umispalim El, the next expression Umispalim El Lo Yoshia is Christianity.
Yeah.
Lehevel Varik. Is Islam,
Muslims,
Muslims. And you go with the whole nusach.
I had a Muslim in my house today.
He took off his shoes.
He took off his shoes.
Okay, nay, vital.
So then you go through the whole leinu. It vacillates. It goes back and forth. So you look at these expressions. Yeah. It goes back and forth between the goyim that worship the dust of their feet, whoever that is, and the goyim that el mispal mal elo yishiv. You go through the psukim.
Yeah.
You see it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. In any event, it's not a kasha because they were saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh long before Yeshaya and Yecheskel. Yeshaya was the one who was megale kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Okay.
And Yecheskel was megale baruch v'rashem emekoymai.
Okay.
And there's no question there, the Malachi Ashos was saying these Nuschois long before Yeshai and Yecheskel.
Yeah.
Happened to be that Yeshai and Yecheskel, they went to Shemaim and they were Megali, right. What has been going on.
Right.
So it's not a Kasha. So Einachnam Yoshua was privy to know what was going on in Shemaim.
Exactly.
Okay, the Pargoid was not Ninal, Bifnei Yeshua Binun.
Yeah.
Vaita.
Yeah. Next Gemara.
Okay, so this Kodesh Baruch comes from that expression. So now we go Vaita.
We're
going to
have a
Seam
tonight.
No, we're not. This is the Weight Watchers. The next, we learned that once the Churban happened, no longer was it Tal, Yard Tal, Lebracha, Vanita, Atam, Paris. Fruit today. Do you find flavored fruit today?
Flavored fruit?
Fruit. Do you find fruit to be delicious? Most people would opt for an eclair over a fruit. I mean, Shaul Lehman, he brings here at night, he brings here mizoinis. He doesn't bring fruit.
Okay, next.
Why doesn't he bring fruit?
Terrence says, because the fruit is not what it used to be.
Ah, exactly.
Yesterday he brought a fruit pie.
A fruit pie?
Yeah.
No, that's a pie full of sugar.
The fruit back artificial. Then, it was bigger. Oh, it was more.
If we were living Bismana Amidushchaim, no one would touch this because a fruit
were much
be
bigger,
so much more delicious.
Much more, yeah. Next.
The time of the pears is gone. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Meir, Tahara Batla. When Tahara was Batla, now we go through a whole long list, a lot of Zachan over here. When Tahara, there used to be people in the Delta that were Noig B'Tahara. B'Tahara, when Tahara Batla, Tahara Batla, Tahara, Kama, Batla Tam V'Reach. When Tahara became extinct, then Tam V'Reach, flavor and fragrance. Cease to exist in this
world.
Meiser, when people stopped observing the laws of Meiser, you know.
People are observing Meiser. That's wrong.
Not we learned yesterday. Not everyone. Only a selected few. Oh, because The Amaratzim, we don't give it the right way. We give it to the Koyhan, not to the Levim, and even the Amaratzim don't give. Some of them don't give. Mitzvah gives. Some do not give. Meiser, bittel shuman dogon, the fat of grain. You know how much better this eclair would taste if we had the shuman? There's no, you have dogon. This is dogon. Dogon. Where's the shuman? The shuman is missing in the dogon.
Next.
Rav Chuna, Ashkach, the Moriz of Mais, Ashkach, he found Tum Roto Dichin V'Nisa. What does that mean? He found a date. A tamar is a date. A fat date, which has a good fragrance. Okay? Like a person, the boy goes out with a girl on a date. And he comes out and he says, ah, it's a mazel to ganach. This is the shirach.
Nee, next.
A fat date.
Next.
Yeah?
Next.
He found a date that was delicious. Ashkach tumrosa dichin v'nisa. Which means that it's It was delicious, and it had a fragrance.
And shakla?
Shakla, he took it, karcha besudra, he wrapped it in a cloth. Asa, Rabba Berei, who entered into the home, Rabba, his son, came in. Amalei, so he said to him, Merchina Recha Dichin V'nisa.
The son said that.
The son said, I smell something over here, I smell, Merichna. Merichna means I smell.
The fatty dates.
I smell Rechana Dichinu Nisa, a fragrance of this delicious date. So Amalei, so the Tata said to him, Bini, wow. If you are able to detect the fragrance of this delicious date, it means that you are in a matzav of tahara. Because, see, the Gemara was telling you a pshat. It's not the pshat that the tahara is that the fragrance and the flavor disappeared. It's there. It's we lost our ability to sense it. Understand? You go have an apple. The apple really has a fragrance and has a taste. We, because we are not pure people, we have lost our ability to sense the flavor. How do you get that? Where do you get the sense from? Tahara. You go to the mikvah the whole day. You go to the mikvah. Okay, I'm just joking. You live a life of tahara. You'll be able to sense it. So the father said to his son, Bini, I'm very impressed. You are able to sense the fragrance of this date. It must be because you, my son, are a holy person. Tahara yesh bach. Yehovah nehalei. So the tata gave the date to the son. If you can detect it, you know you are deserving to eat it. It's like the maaseh that I told my Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel, about the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer had every single Thursday night, Eliyahu Hanavi would come and learn with the Chassam Sofer Chumash Rashi every Thursday night. And the Talmidim knew about this and they wanted to see what's going on in there. So a Talmud went and he hid inside the Chassam Sofer's office in the closet. And then the time came and all of a sudden the door opened, there was some noise, and the Talmud heard. And it was a closet had like, also, you know, you're able to look through the closet, there was like slats. And all of a sudden the Talmud heard Eliyahu HaNavi talking and learning with the Chassam Sofer. The Talmud shook so hard, he goes terrorized, he fainted. So the Chassam, right away Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared, and the Chassam Sofer, he heard the noise, he opened the closet and he saw the Talmud there. And he said to the Talmud, did you see anything? And the Talmud said, no, I did not. Did you hear anything? So the Talmud, yes. So the Chassam Sofer stopped. And he was surprised. And he says, wow, you were zoicha to hear the koil shel Eliyahu.
You tell me you heard a voice very, very sweet, soft, sweet voice.
Sweet voice. You heard the koil shel Eliyahu, which basically the story he's saying over here is that the Chassam Sofer was surprised. That good, the Talmud can go sit in the closet all he wants. He's not going to see anything. He's not going to hear anything. Because he's not on a madrega to be able to hear the Kol Eliyahu. The Chassam Sofer was very impressed, in fact, that his Talmud was on a high enough madrega that he was zeicha to hear the Kol of Eliyahu.
Yeah.
The same idea. You have a date. The date has the flavor and the fragrance. You have to be on a madrega to be able to taste it. To be able to taste it.
Not only smell the fragrance. Smell,
I'm on a
madrega
to taste this.
Next.
Yavul Niale, he gave them. Also came Abba Berei, his other son. The other son came. Abba, that was his name. Abba Berei. Shakla, he took it. Yehovah Niale. So what happened? So the other son came in. Another son came in. Oh, wait. Also, Abba Berei. Wait. Who's the story? I'll get the names of it. First came in Rabba. Also, Abba Berei, the grandson came in. Also came Abba. Who was Abba? He was the Berei, the son of Rabba. Let's get the Yichus here. The Zayde. Who's the Zayde?
Rabba.
No, Rav Huna.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rav Huna.
Rav Huna was the Zayde.
And then his son.
Who was the second generation?
Rabba.
Who was the third generation? Abba. We have three generations. The
Abba,
Zayde.
Who was the son of Rabba?
Yes. So Abba is the grandson of Rav Huna.
Okay.
Rav Huna was the one that got the date. He wrapped up in a shemata. Who walked in? His son walked in. The son says, who's cooking fish? It smells very good here.
So he says,
oh, you're very good. You could have it. Then as he was about to eat it, who walked in? The grandson walked in. And the son gave it to his son, to the grandson. So we have three generations of being nene from this date. I mean, no one ate it. The only one that's going to eat it now is the grandson. Shakla, he took it. Yahavani Ale, he basically let him have it. Amale Bini Samachtas.
Who said to whom?
The Zayda. The Zayda.
Said to his son.
Rav Huna said to his son, my son, you know, you give me a lot of nachas and you give me a lot of agmas nefesh. You give me a lot of nachas, you being my son, but you give me agmas nefesh.
Bini,
my son, Samachtas Libi, you give me grace simcha. But we go also Vichakiso es Shini. You also give me agmas nefesh. I have to go now to a dentist. Because I bit my tongue because you caused me agmas nefesh.
Why?
Hainu diambri inshu, what's the agmas nefesh? Because I wanted you to have it, not your grandson. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Asa b'rei de rabba Rav Huna, v'amalei Rav Huna l'brei, the Zayd said to the son, Samachtas libe, b'tai roscha, yotar. But v'hikisa shini, she'her isani, she'ahavoscha al bincha yoyser.
You love your son better than you love me?
Your father. In other words, if you really love me so much, you should have said to me, Tate, I'm not going to take your date. I'm not going to take your date. It's your date. The Zayde has the date. The Zayde puts in a shmata. He walks in the sun. They say, ah, delicious. So the Tate says, okay, you can have it. So the son, if he will build Baldar Cheretz, what would he do? Tati, I'm not going to take your date. You have the date. Instead, the son took the date and he gave it to his son, to the grandson. So the father says, you love your son more than you love your father. State in the Torah, Kabedes Ovichav Yasimecha. Not Kabedes Binchav Yasbitecha. Do you know that in this generation, if you open up a Sefer Torah, you know what it says? In the Aseres Hadibros? It says Kabed es bincha v'yaspitecha. They changed the gerson.
Oh, who did this?
The Welt.
They
changed the gerson. Kabed es bincha v'yaspitecha. Not Kabed es bincha. That's exactly what he said to him. He said to him, I'm your father. You have a mitzvah deraisa to love me, to give mechabed me, to give me food. That's what it says.
Kind of amri in shay.
That's what people say. This is an expression. This is an idiom. The father loves the son. The rachmanis of a father is abinei. Rachma de binei, and the rachmanis of the son, abinei, is on the next generation. A father loves his son.
What's the chiddush he's saying?
But the son doesn't like the father. The son likes his own children. One father can take care of 10 children, but 10 children can't take care of one father. That's what it says over here. The love of a father is on his son, so you'd expect the next line to be, and the son of us, and the love of a son is on the father. No, it doesn't say that. The love of the father is on the son, and the love of the son is on his son.
Next.
There's no reciprocation.
Let's finish until the Mishnah.
Vait, the B'nai B'nai, the Havulu Ravacha, Rachamei de B'nai, The love of the son is on it's on his own children.
Yeah.
It's on his own, not the next generation. Now we have a Maisa. A Maisa ha Rav Acha bar Yaakov itapal bei Rav Yaakov bar Barte. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he raised the daughter of his grandson. What happened to his son? He disappeared. So the Zaydeh, he raised his grandson from his daughter. Yeah, so he had a daughter, and the daughter's husband, I don't know what happened to him. They had a son, so he raised it. And then what happened? Kigadal, when he became an adult, so the grandfather said to the grandson, do me a toiva, and please bring me a cup of hot coffee. So the grandson said to the Zaydeh, I'm not your son. Don't go make demands on me. Stay in the Torah, kabedes avicha. You're not my avicha. I know the Amrinshu. People say Rabbi. It means raise your children, raise someone, and then at the end of the day, you know they spit at you and they say to you, you raise me. Who cares?
And
Bratachana, I'm only a grandson. I'm not a son. I have no obligation to you.
God.
That's it, we made a siyum. That's the siyum. L'chaim.
Oh, yeah.